good to go for a trip.
The car. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome to Teachers Off Duty. We're so excited to see you guys here. For those of you who might not have watched any of our episodes before, I'm Rebecca Rogers. I'm also R. Rogers World on social media.
I'm Mr. Williams, Tal Williams, Ms. Williams pre-K on social media.
You don't know your name?
I literally forgot it for a second. Okay.
I am Bree, aka Honest Teacher Vibes.
You said your name this
okay,
time.
Okay, I said my name because y'all judged me last time. So I
was like, she's just
going
to go anonymous
just
her entire life.
Like who's Madonna.
Who's this mystery woman?
You know what? If y'all are going to give me a hard time, I'm the talent. I'm going to get up. That was just a joke.
Well, I don't want to go after the talent, but... I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth on social media.
Hey, what grade do you teach?
It's actually eighth grade, but I just like five better.
Are you stressed if that ever changes? What will you do?
Oh my God, I think about that all the time. I'm like, if I ever get moved grade levels, I'll be like, Mrs. Woolley in sixth?
I don't like
that. Would you ever do middle school?
No. Can't change your name.
I don't have the license for middle school.
I could never do middle school.
They ain't got no teachers. Just
no,
do it.
I could.
Just walk in.
They'll be like, do you have a pulse? Okay, you're in.
How these subs going?
Y'all letting Pigeon drive the bus. I think Miss Woolley's going to be okay without that.
So, as you know, this semester starts, a lot of student teachers are starting their student teaching experience. And so we really wanted to give you guys some props, give y'all a little bit of shout out, and tell some of the stories that you guys have submitted to us about other people's student teacher experiences.
So I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I didn't have to do a student teacher program.
You talked about this before. What does that mean?
So essentially, I did an alternate route program because they was like, hey, we need a teacher. And I was like, bet. And they was like, but I
did,
really
did the conversation go just like
that's
that?
That's exactly how it went. They was like, if you're gonna teach English, I'm gonna need you to talk a little better than that. And I was like, no. And they was like, bet. And I was like, okay. But I just didn't, they just don't make you do that. You get your certification, you have to do like this like two-month program. It's not even long, and the work is like super easy, and they're like, here's a certification for 5 years. Okay.
It's like an emergency license.
Hold
you
up. Like,
yeah, so you get an emergency license, okay. And then like you do the program,
yeah.
You take the praxis, you pass the praxis, finish the program, bam, 5 year license.
You're telling me I did the Ed TPA?
And then
a 5 year resident educator license?
I honestly, once I found out like, transition from my old job into education, found out how much schooling people have,
yeah,
to be teachers, and then all the different practices they have taken, all that, people were like, dang, I should have got a degree or something else and just did an alternate route program to become a teacher.
Seriously, it sounds nice. I feel cheated.
It was really nice. I'm not gonna lie to
you. All those years, all those nights crying.
No, those years of
in
like
this video, the student.
Dude, the lesson plan they make you do, like, even for the alternate route program, I'm like, is this a joke? Because lesson plans don't look like this. Them college professors be telling them kids to do those lesson plans like that. And then the student teacher goes to class, and their mentor teacher is like, this is what the lesson plan looks like. And then they say, well, my college professor said, girl, don't nobody care what
I
your professor
say
said.
That all the
okay,
time.
Okay, to be fair, I'm gonna be the evil one for a second. If I did not write those like 20-page lesson plans in college, mm-hmm, I don't know that I could shorthand lesson plans and know exactly what I was doing in my head. You know what I mean?
See, no, but when mine, we even had to like photocopy the parts of the textbooks that we were using
that we were just talking about. It was a mess.
And I don't know about you guys, but I had to have one every single day of every student teaching experience, but all the schools around us were like, oh yeah, the whole semester I have to submit 5 lesson plans. And I'm like, I do one every class.
No.
I mean, I taught first grade for student teaching, and it was, I had to write 20-page lesson plans
for a day.
Yes.
For
it
what?
It would take you a full day.
Because what we would have to, at least what I had to incorporate, I had to do like all of the not just objectives, but I had to write out what I was going to do in class,
dialogue.
Like a script. Mm-hmm. Like, right? I had to write everything out.
Yes.
And then I had to include every single piece of paper that I was going to give them.
Dialogue.
No, I can back that up because I remember sitting up with my one friend, like this was before student teaching, but having to write a unit for the first time, and we had to, for each lesson, we actually had to sit and write out a dialogue of what we would say and what we anticipated the kids to say. And it would be like, Lauren, blah, 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 student, I think, I'm like, how am I supposed
to
know?
It needs to be blank because the student ain't going to say nothing.
Right. No,
they ain't going to say nothing. They're sitting in the back eating tacos.
No one's raising their hands.
They ain't going to say nothing.
In first grade, like, you can't, you'll read an entire book and be like, okay, what happened with the little monster?
I'm going to anticipate.
My dad had to sleep on the couch last night. Like 100%. It's going to be nothing about
the book. I stuck a crayon up my nose yesterday.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
What I always tell people.
To the bathroom. Can I go to the bathroom?
What I always tell people when they always ask me, what advice do you give for student teachers? I always tell them that your professors, I'm sure they were excellent teachers when they were in the classroom. But what was relevant teaching
30
years ago is not going to be relevant anymore. Do it now because you need to pass the class. And they want you to do it how they want it. And then just know that what they tell you is the best practice might not always be the best practice. And once you're in your actual classroom, your own classroom after school, you can do whatever you want.
Also, like right now, if you're a student teacher right now, your professor's never taught during a pandemic. So
at all. Come on, I'll say it again for the people in the back.
Your professor, the PhD, who taught 20 years ago, doesn't know what it's like to teach during a panorama.
They don't.
A panorama. Because Omarion is out here acting up.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Rona, who hurt you? We sick of you. Go on out somewhere now. My mom said we can't have no company, so go on back to where you was at.
Do you have any funny stories from when you were a student teacher, or have you had a student teacher? I haven't had a student teacher yet.
Okay. I guess I'll start. So when I was in student teaching, I was lucky that I got to do my, like it was called tech. Like we got to do our internship the first half of the year, and then the second half was our student teaching.
Yeah.
I did them all in the same classroom. So it was really nice. I got to like see the kids from the beginning of the year to the end of the year and like build relationships and all that. So for my one math unit that I had to teach, I was teaching a unit on measuring things. And it was like, I think the standard was something along the lines of measuring with non-standard units. And that just means like anything. Like I can measure with pencils.
I love that she explained it to us. I'm like, yes, of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't teach that grade level, you
don't know. Use a tape measure.
So in second grade on, they start using...
I'm so sorry. I was attacked by my mic. Did I make you upset?
Listen, it's for those comments you made at breakfast. Sorry, I'm just going to mess with your mic this whole time.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, let me shimmy over this way. Sorry, Lauren. Pre-K pause. Ready to go.
Oh, wait.
Okay. I had to. Okay, anyway.
Explain what the measurement thing is again.
So, okay, standard units of measurement are like inches, feet, yards.
Yeah.
Non-standard means like if I took all those pencils and tried to measure this table.
We called it non-conventional forms of measurement.
Same thing.
Okay, no, I did teach that. We did teach that. Wait, because you did.
First grade.
That's why.
First student teacher.
Great.
So I was teaching about non-standard units of measurement. And we slowly like transition them into using a ruler. And so I was like, oh, I have this great idea that can combine math and science. And I don't know what we were reading, but I like at the time, Jordan, my husband, who at that point we were just dating. I told him, I said, I need you because I was like really busy. And I was like, I need you to go and get me a bunch of worms.
Real worms. How
and
dare you?
Because the lesson was they were measuring a real worm and then a gummy worm.
Hold on.
Oh my god.
Just hear me out. Okay. So
was it a live real worm?
Uh huh.
No.
What grade is this? First grade.
First grade.
You left first grade to play worm?
Yeah. So because I was dumb.
Please tell me nothing bad happened
with the worms.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's
nothing bad happened with the worms. Let me just preface. So I sent Jordan to go and get me worms, and. You know, usually they sell them at like Walmart in like the camping, fishing area. So I thought, you know, 10 minutes up the street, go grab some worms and bring them home and I'm good to go. They didn't have any there. So then he went out to the hunting store in like the next town over. Didn't have any there. So he ended up having to drive 40 minutes the opposite way to go and get worms from this bait and tackle shop out by the lake.
Honey, there are worms in the ground.
We're going on an adventure.
You could have dug a little.
I just wanted regular worms. And because he had to drive so far, he was like, I'm going to get back at her. So the next day, I go to teach my lesson. I didn't, like, check the worms ahead of time.
Oh, my gosh.
I go to teach the lesson. I open the canister of the worms. And I'm telling you, they were the biggest, fattest worms. He bought night crawlers.
Oh, no.
Which are, like, this big. And they're, like, as thick as your finger. They are huge.
No. This is
so picture me with a room of 13 first graders and all of them going, with all these
they'll
worms.
They'll scream for any reason.
But that and is a reason.
They're literally this big. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, you know,
we're
going to
cut them in half.
Everyone share. Partner
can
up.
You imagine me traumatizing those
I'm
kids
having,
like that?
The creepy crawlies.
Oh God. You know, so. They were supposed to be like you're measuring a gummy worm versus a regular worm because they were supposed to be similar in size. So the gummy worm is like this big and the night crawler is like this big. And so these poor kids are trying to measure these night crawlers with like square tiles.
I'm so grossed out right now.
And
but they moved,
yeah.
Right? Like how do they keep it from?
They don't. It was just like, just do your best. And it was just like, it was so gross, but it was funny. And then I got home and I was like, Jordan, oh my God. I'm like, those worms were huge. No, I didn't know.
I thought he did it on purpose.
No, I didn't know he did it on purpose. So I was like, Jordan, those worms were huge. Where did you get them? And he was like, were they big? I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, how big were they? I'm like, what did you do? And he's like, I bought night crawlers.
No.
I'm like, I hate you.
You had one.
I'm like,
job.
My supervisor was there to watch this lesson and watching it's me and all these kids scream about night crawlers.
It's a solid lesson, and you probably seemed like the best. I have a legit phobia of worms. I call them Satan's spaghetti. I would have always remembered. Those kids are always going to remember you.
Oh, my God.
And that shows, like, you're a good teacher.
You are.
You went to that length.
Lauren's such a good teacher.
Well, but then, you are a good teacher.
Okay, thank you. But I'll take the compliment. But like,
okay, thank you. Okay, give my compliment back.
But it's also like, I was also trying to pass college and, you know, they want everything to be hands-on all the time, every day.
Yeah.
You know, because we have the time for that. So I was like, you know, I'll get real worms. It'll be great. And then, oh my God.
At least nobody ate one.
I was going to say, because, like, for me, too, I was real dumb. So I would have been like, which one is it? Like, which one's the gummy? Which one's not?
See, what stressed me out when you even started the story was the idea of them messing with the worms and then eating the gummy worms.
They probably had
and
like their that. Hands
or no, I prefaced the whole thing by saying,
don't eat.
We're
these.
Not eating any of this. I will give you a separate gummy worm
somebody
when we're done.
Somebody was paying attention and was like,
yum.
What'd she say? Yeah, you know,
the one that moves is the one we eat, right? Like,
oh my God. But listen, that stressed me out so much, like having a supervisor come in to watch me teach. And like, because, you know, after you've taught for years, then you're like, it's no problem, whatever, come watch me.
But
like the first time you do it, I'm like, all right, guys, today we're going to talk about these worms. And it's just the worst feeling.
Do you and Jordan prank each other?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, we joke around. Like, not like these, like, in-depth
pranks.
But, yeah, we, like, mess with each other all the time.
In the job. In your jobs.
That was the one thing I was like, dude, I'm like, why are you going to do me like that? Like, I
feel like people intentionally, like, act up. Like, so.
When you have a moment of pressure where you shouldn't be acting up.
My student teacher experience was I was being observed as well. But ours was in, so. I kind of did like a blending of them. So I started out as a sub and then they were like, we would love for you to teach for us full time. But I was like, I have a communications degree. Mm-hmm. So I would teach Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then all day Friday for 10 hours, I would go. And this was for a year. And I would just sit in a classroom with other teachers.
Oh my God.
And we would, you would get your thing. But the part of it was your student teaching was in your classroom as a teacher, and then you'd have to do the observations with your colleagues.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So they, then you would have that. Yeah.
It's like, I don't like these people.
And a couple of them.
I teach children that are smaller than me for a reason.
Right. And, but you had to do, your what your lesson plan would be for that day. And so everyone else came to the mutual understanding that when you're being observed, you're just going to do whatever it takes for that person to have an easy lesson plan. Exactly.
Then there's that one person.
Then there's the one woman. Barbara. So I did, yes. So my idea is I had to come up with a small group activity that you would, that teachers would do, you know, in their small groups, and then a large group activity. Mm-hmm. So my small group activity was, it was super like boring and lazy, but I knew that it was like a solid, it like checked all the concepts. What you gotta do. And it's check called Bears boxes. On a Boat. And so you
bears
get
on a boat?
Bears on a Boat. So you get like a wood block, and then you have a bunch of
listen,
county bears.
Listen, Brie, I'm a sucker for alliteration. Okay.
Bears on a Boat.
Bears on a Boat.
That's a really, really good teacher.
Bears on a Boat.
Bears on a Boat.
I think that's really cute.
That sounds like a cocktail.
That makes bears you think of Build-A-Bear.
It does.
Is that a cocktail? Come,
we should make that
an
episode.
We're gonna do a cocktail
for spring
episode.
Break. Yes.
So I'm doing Bears on a Boat, and it's they have the wood blocks, which is the boat, and then they have counting bears. Mm-hmm. And all you do is you give them the counting bears, and you give them the block, and then you see what the kids do with it. Do they put the bears on there? Do they do it by color? Do like, and so you can write down. The child can do patterns. The child can, you know, smallest to whatever. And so you do that. That was it.
That's cute.
This that woman really cute. Decides Mm-mm. that she's going to be asking 20 questions during this. And then she's going to like be like joking around. So she starts. So I'm sitting there and she wants to add me challenges. So she's like
girl, if
Mr.
You don't
Williams, what do I do with this? And then she puts the bear in her mouth. I'm like, you don't. Oh, my God. You're a 45-year-old woman. What are you doing?
Wait,
and then
she starts, legit, 45 years old, put a bear in her mouth.
Yes. And our instructor's looking at, like, what is she doing? Because she wanted to, like, she's like, you know, not all. And as she's like,
I hate when they do that. She we know that not all the kids are going to act.
And she'd break character, do it. She'd be like, now, because I'm doing this because, like, not all of your students are going to listen all the time. Well, then why don't you do it for the other teachers in class? Puts their way back in her mouth. Then she
Shut
starts
up,
crawling.
Lady.
You're an adult woman.
In she a college classroom.
Doing what?
She's crawling then. In Ew. A college classroom on the ground. I was like, I'm looking over at my professor. I'm like, she's got to be shitting me. So I'm like, okay. So we get done with it. I'm like, okay, maybe she settled down.
That lady like has some childhood trauma she never got
a
over.
A lot.
Because she like, needed to act that out.
Did you want to be an actress and you didn't
and
make
she
it,
she only
babes?
Did this for you?
Only did it for me, which was so weird. Because she said, you know, it's not always going to go smoothly. And I'm like, I didn't think it was going to. And then I go to the second part. My large group activity was shaving cream. So what you do is you put shaving cream on a table. Mm-hmm. And then you, like the kids can smear it around. And then they can use their fingers to like write letters or something. It's just how to introduce like, you know, the starting of writing. Mm-hmm. And this woman looks at me dead in the eye. Oh, and I was like, please, babe, don't do it.
Please.
And she went and put her mouth. And then she immediately regrets it because it is soap. And she sits there and looks at me. She's like, oh. It's like, why would you do that?
I hope your supervisor was
why
like,
why would you do that?
And you're supposed to make it. They're your colleagues. You know,
make
right.
it easy
you
on
know
them.
That it's
you're
nerve-wracking
supposed to be helpful.
Anyway.
And the thing was, she went before me. If I knew she was going to act like this,
I would have
you know,
a fool,
I would have been flipping tables.
I was
going to
say,
I
flip that table.
No, I will never forget her looking at me. And then I said, why would you do that? She threw the sub. Was like, would you say that to a student? I said, if I had a
yes.
student pick up shaving cream,
yes,
soap, and
absolutely.
Put in their mouth, I would look at them dead in the face and say, why would you do that?
The fact that she looked at you and said, would you say that to a student?
Yes,
yeah, you would. I would
also,
have.
you're not my supervisor, but yeah, I would. I don't know how I pass. I'm pretty sure like
she's ridiculous.
I think I blacked out for the rest of the
she's
lesson,
ridiculous.
But I somehow passed the class.
I would like
I hope she's
like,
listening
she's
to the podcast right now. Barbara,
why would you
You
do
almost
that?
Ruined a life.
You almost
I don't know why she took it upon herself
to
like be the ringer. Like she's not in charge of you. She's your equal. She's your colleague.
It was the most bizarre experience ever. Because I'm like, was she like a hidden mole? Was she like a secret agent the whole time? And she was actually one of the professors?
She's Perry the Platypus from Phineas and Ferb.
A platypus? Perry the Platypus!
Where's Perry?
Yeah, it was
by
far.
Plot twist, your supervisor told her to do that.
I would not be surprised. Somehow, I mean, I she might have been like, hey, like act up a little bit. Or I don't know. But
she probably took it to the extreme.
On
no.
everyone's face when that woman.
She's
what,
ridiculous.
She was,
that's
we're
ridiculous.
Like,
I don't know. Yeah. The number one thing that really rang through my head was like that idea that older teachers are so much like superior
oh,
than
for
younger
sure.
ones
for
and
sure.
that's
yeah.
all
for
I
sure.
heard that entire story was
oh,
like 100%. Oh no
yeah I would have had to do I shudder to think what it would have been like if I would have had to do student teaching because I'm already a hot mess y'all like I don't personally have a student teaching story, but somebody sent, my followers are amazing. They send me like the funniest stories. This one stressed me out because clearly people, common sense is not that common.
Right.
Okay. And clearly people do not know how to use deductive reasoning. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
as this we
student
as
teacher, we they do not. This student teacher comes in to meet her mentor teacher for the first time. Okay. Mm-hmm. She walks in. The teacher's like, hey, what is it called? She's not called a mentor teacher, but what is she? Like,
they call it CT, like cooperative teacher.
Okay, yeah, so
we
CT.
We call both.
Okay, because I'm like, I don't know what it's called because I didn't do student teaching. Mm-hmm. But she comes in to meet the teacher, and a guy walks in with her, and she's like, oh, the teacher's like, oh, am I getting two, like, student teachers? Like, why would I have two student teachers? So she introduces herself. And the lady's like, who is that? Is he doing his student teaching too? She goes, no. Oh, no, that's my boyfriend. He's just going to hang out with me today. The teacher was like, girl, he ain't finna hang out with you today.
That's a lie.
No. The person that sent me this story, I was like, please tell me this a joke. She was like, it is 100% true. So the teacher is trying to explain to this girl, ma'am.
You are in a professional work environment.
Your boyfriend cannot come with you. This ain't show and tell. You ain't bringing... ma'am. So she's trying to explain to this girl why he can't stay, and she's like, oh no, he's just gonna she's still saying, oh no, he's just gonna hang out because he's my ride. Girl, well, y'all about to ride home together because you're gonna be fired because he cannot be in here. No. And she's like, oh well, he's just really good with kids, like he's
it doesn't
gonna,
matter
no. Girl. He needs to be like he because don't you have to have like
you
all
have these to have, got no background
yeah. You have background to have background him. Checks TB
we
tests
don't know him.
Like all kinds
we
of don't stuff know.
Y'all she was like The lady that sent me this story was like, she physically could not in her mind understand why he couldn't stay in there with her. She was like, he's just so good with kids.
No, I mean,
meanwhile, it's a ninth grade English class. He's great with children. Man, they're 15.
She's like, where'd they begin these student teachers from? Because like in my mind, like, why would you do that? Like who in their mind, like the lady that didn't could read the room and is acting a fool like that.
See,
how would you not in your mind use your good sense, because you don't do student teaching until you're a senior, right?
I would be afraid to offend that teacher.
How would you in your mind think it's okay to bring some rando dude with you and say he's just gonna hang out? Girl, y'all ain't at the club.
See, I have someone sent me a similar story of like, why would they think this was okay? So this was a student teacher who was student teaching for high school, a high school class.
Mm-hmm.
And this was upperclassmen, so juniors and seniors. And she was talking to the kids about like her part-time job as a stripper.
Girl, I knew you was, but I just knew. I was like, in my mind, I was like, she better not say stripper.
And like would talk to the kids about her job.
Is that true?
Like, yes.
Yeah, kids, it was a tough night at the club.
Because I know.
Can you imagine?
That $1 bill is just one coming in like
I'm
I thought.
Oh my God. Because I actually know who, it was a friend that sent me this story. Was like, you have to know
I don't
know
think that's,
about,
I believe that.
Yes. And just didn't understand why it was so inappropriate. She's like, they're not that much younger than me. They're only 3 years younger than me.
But that's why it would be inappropriate.
Yeah. Yes.
See, I'm all about like we have to stay, you know,
yes,
positive, and we're not going to shame sex workers. Like,
no,
that's, we're not going to do that.
No.
Why?
Absolutely. Y'all make
would
more
be
money
so
than
inappropriate
us.
Though to talk to kids your age about that though. Like you don't.
Yes.
Like,
right.
Like,
I'm not going to shame anyone for their side hustle. Get that bag.
But like that's not what you talk to students about.
But don't tell high school seniors about it.
Right.
You can't let schools. You can't let children view you that way.
No.
You know.
Well, I saw this on TikTok one day. I can't remember if I sent it to any of y'all, and again, hear us when we say, because I know somebody gonna get mad and be like, they're bashing people that are strippers, bro. We ain't bashing.
No,
strippers.
Like,
y'all make more money than we do. Live your life, okay? If I was one, my stage name would be Delicious. So we're not judging you, okay? Live your life, friend. Get that bag. But there is an appropriate time and place. So there was a teacher on TikTok who got fired because her second job, she was a stripper. But she was posting all of her stuff on TikTok, and her students found, I mean, like, like half naked. And
I feel like my whole face this episode is just horrified.
Her students found it and was like, bro, our teacher is like naked on the internet. Like, she got on like a bra and panty. Like, and the girl was like, she couldn't understand why she got fired. I'm like, bruh, you can't do y'all not, y'all the reason why we in the situation that we in, because y'all didn't know how to follow simple instructions. Okay, y'all don't know how to use your good sense. If you gonna do that, big dog, put it on your OnlyFans. I don't know. Don't put it on TikTok.
Or make it like private on on TikTok. Because like the issue isn't that she's doing both. The issue is that again, you'll let, right. And there's a difference between I'm always advocating like teachers. If you're at the beach with your family or your friends, take a picture. Take the picture. Right, and that's what I'm saying. It's right. So like, put it on. Put it on private. It's not a big deal, but like
you dancing shouldn't be on a video.
But for I couldn't understand, and I promise, like I'm not hating on this teacher. I'm just saying, I couldn't understand why she couldn't understand why she got fired.
Yeah,
because
no, I definitely see, and this is kind of like this is just a quick comment, but like I definitely see some people on the internet pushing the boundaries a little too far.
Right.
Yes.
Like. I'm with you. I'm all for, I'm an adult. As long as what I'm doing is legal, it is nobody's business.
Exactly.
And I should be able to do what I want outside of work hours, outside of school. But some people are blurring those lines a little bit too hard, and it's getting
like,
scary.
And I feel like it's almost to make a point. Like, I should be able to do whatever I want.
And you can.
When you work with other people's children, there is a little bit of a professionalism. And it's two different things. I'm not talking about teachers going to the beach and having
I'm not talking about teachers even being strippers. Go be a stripper, babes.
But do whatever you want.
Like, because I say, like, no one should be fired for taking a picture with their family at the beach. No one should be fired for being at the bar with friends and a parent walks in. Right.
Even if I want to take a photo of just myself at the beach, I should be able to post that.
But if you're, it's just like that. Like, if we took a photo and we have martinis in our hands, none of us should get fired for that.
Right. Exactly.
But if there's a video of us getting belligerent and drunk and getting into a fight with someone, we should probably be, because like, that's not even about, like,
because our kids won't see us as an authority figure anymore. They don't hardly see
and it's just like that doesn't look that like your moral compass might be wrong if you're getting belligerent and drunk and then having fights with people. Posting a bikini picture, great. Posting a video of you stripping that is overtly sexualized, that you have the potential of a kid scene, right? Like, and for me it's different too. Like, if she was like a first grade teacher and a first grade doesn't have TikTok, that kid's never going to see it.
She was like a fifth grade teacher.
Right.
That's, yeah, you know those kids.
I wouldn't say first grade doesn't have TikTok because
my kids just don't.
But like, okay, and bringing this back to student teaching, like I always tell, like I had my first student teacher this year, but like even kids that I know from the high school I coach at that go on to either be teachers or any job really, I tell them like, you know, do you, but be careful what you're putting on the internet because it doesn't matter if you delete it, if you private it or whatever.
Someone's like, gonna have a copy.
I'm like, when I applied for all of the jobs that I have ever had, I have been checked, background checked, and then like there is software people use to break through those privacy blockers and they can see everything that you post.
But my thing is like some people like you're literally like about to throw away your whole career for views on the internet.
Right.
Like, bro, it's really not,
it's that not
serious.
That big of a deal.
Like you were saying, some people like pushing the envelope a little bit on TikTok. Again, we ain't trying to bash nobody. We just having an honest discussion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mad, put on a cape so you can be super mad. But
I've been writing them down.
Somebody gonna be mad and I'm gonna be like, okay, you little mad or you big mad?
Right.
So there's people that I've seen, like I don't cuss in my TikToks, like I just don't.
Yeah,
like,
me
y'all
either.
Know in real life I cuss like a sailor. Okay. It just is what it is. But there's a time and a place.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of teachers on TikTok, and I don't care if nobody get mad. I don't care. There's a lot of teachers on TikTok. You don't want your students to cuss at school, but you in your classroom cussing at school.
Right.
You recording something. And again, you grown, big dog. You live your life. But I'm just saying, you
it's a double standard.
Yeah, it's a double standard. So you in your classroom making a TikTok with you cussing for views and clout on the internet, bro, for what?
Right.
If you can't come up with no good content, just say that thing.
And I think you have to know what I'm very aware of the envelopes I'm able to push. But I also, so there are things that I do that people would be like, I would never do that. But then there's things that others do. Like, I would never shoot in my classroom. And I would never even have a child's voice in my video.
Yeah, I don't.
But I curse and drink all the time on my TikToks. So it's weird, like, the lines that I know there, I can cross. Yeah. Like, I can cross those because I can say, well, I'm at home and I'm drinking at home.
Right.
And my school's like, that's fine. But if I were to do anything at school, no matter how Pollyanna it was, if I was to like show a video of my bulletin board, I would be fired instantly.
See, my school is fine with me filming in my classroom. Wow. I don't film, obviously, like during class. I don't film, like I might film on my lunch. That's my time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
or after school or before school. And I don't show student faces or anything in my videos. Like, I have my own standard. Right. I don't cuss. Right. I don't use sounds that are inappropriate. I don't do trends that are inappropriate. Like, but I'm also super paranoid because I'm like, I don't want anything to come back and haunt me.
Right.
So that's like, you know, one of the biggest pieces of advice I give to student teachers is like, yeah, I get it. You're in college. Like, have fun while you're young. But don't put it on the internet.
Right, because if you put it on the internet,
it's there forever, right?
And I know, I know there's some people that are like, they don't care. They're going to do what they want to. Okay, big dog.
Just be ready to accept the consequences.
Ready to accept the consequences that's going to come with it.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of that, okay, y'all know honest teacher vibes. I'm always be honest. That's my thing. Let's have an honest conversation.
Okay.
I made a video the other day talking about teachers only working their contracted hours. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is going to be relevant to student teachers because your first year teaching, when you get done with student teaching, going to be hell on wheels. That's just the way it is. It's like that for everybody. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you've had a good CT or a good, whatever they're called, teacher, mentor teacher. Hopefully you've had that person that has trained you and taught you. But the reality of the matter is there's a lot of veteran teachers that when new teachers come in and those new teachers are working after contracted hours, those veteran teachers try to make them feel bad. Don't do it at school or don't work after school, etc. The reality of the matter is learning how to work on your contracted hour, only work contracted hours, is a learned skill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Somebody that's coming in as a first year teacher, quit making them feel bad when they work. Because the reality of the matter is y'all don't train nobody when they come in. Even when they did their student teaching, when the beginning of the school year, you just throw them in there.
Right.
Here's your class. It's an immense amount of stuff. So the reality of the matter is, if you're a veteran teacher, stop talking crazy to these first year teachers when they work, when they take stuff home or they work after school. Because just like they have to, you had to learn not to take stuff home.
Well,
they got to learn not to take stuff home too. And at the end of the day, they have to do what's going to cause them peace of mind. Because some people like, well, just don't, if it don't get done, it's not going to get done. Some people can't function like that. They have anxiety. They can't function if they don't go ahead and lesson plan or whatever. But it was, I had a teacher at my school that made me feel so bad my first year teaching that I was like taking stuff home and I mean, I set a time or whatever, like I wasn't working on stuff till late in the night, but she was just always like, why are you taking stuff home? I can't believe you're taking stuff home. Why are you working after school? Your business. What business? Do you pay my bills?
Or help you. Like veteran teachers also, like, it's our job to like help our new staff so they don't get burnout or quit. So if you know skills that you can give them to use better their time better in the classroom so that they don't have to take it home.
Well, and see, these vibes are really reminding me of my student teacher experience, because I don't even consider my student teacher experience like my student teacher experience. I consider my first year teaching my student teacher experience. Because I don't even like when I started student teaching, my CT, the first thing she told me was, I have had numerous student teachers in the past. I have not had anyone pass the semester at all. And I'm thinking here, like, she was like, oh, well, this person did that and that. And like, I'm thinking that she just had some really unfortunate student teachers. But come to find out, like, she never watched me. She was never in the room when I taught. From the first second that I took over the classes, she would go hang out with the teacher down the hall.
Aren't they supposed to be, though?
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't think for a while,
they're supposed to be. And then they're supposed to gradually leave. Like, my mentor teacher did that. Like, she was in the room with me 24/7 or whatever, like, for the first half of the semester. And then every week after that, she would leave for a little chunk of the day.
See, mine didn't do that. She didn't watch me at all. And then I would bring in, like, from my professors, forms of, like, surveys of rate me. How am I doing? And she, oh, you're doing great. You're doing fine. And I'm like, but you're not watching me. Come to the midterm of student teaching. She didn't watch me once. Yeah. And my professors were like, you're not where you need to be to pass.
Dang.
And I'm like, I don't know what to fix. And they're talking to me. And of course, she's not going to admit to them that she never watched me.
Right.
So absolutely not. And so I'm sitting here saying, like, I don't know what to fix. And they're like, well, that's unacceptable. How do you not know? And I'm like, because no one is telling
me. Right. How are you supposed to know what you don't know?
No one is telling me. Because they never realized she never watched me. Like, I think one time she even went to the YMCA
Girl,
to the gym.
Stop playing.
Yeah. I vividly remember her saying, I'm going to go to the gym for a little bit. And then, it was a mess.
That common sense ain't common. How are you going to leave and go
and
to the gym?
And then, for, like, the rest of the semester, she didn't even, like, sit at her desk. She made, like, a little hut out of bookshelves. I'm just like hid behind
the bookshelf. This lady was taking tequila shots while she was at work because that is the only. She I'll was never knocking them forget. Shots back at
She like, was leaving to be a, she was a stripper on the side. She was in that lunch shift.
I'll never forget.
My true dreams can be realized.
The early shift.
I have the time.
Yeah. After meeting with my professors when they said that I wasn't where I was supposed to be, I remember her looking at me and asking, do you even want to be a teacher?
And I was so mad.
I've never been more livid in my life because I just wanted to scream like, you're not doing crap. Like, this is why you haven't had a student teacher.
Miss Barbara, I hope you're watching this.
And I'm telling you, on all, like, at the end of the semester, when we had to do surveys on, like, how was your CT experience? I literally put in big letters, if they have not had a student teacher finish in years, you don't need to be placing anymore with them. No. There's clearly a problem.
Right.
Listen. And I was, oh my goodness.
That's terrible.
I mean, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, she's on the run. Yeah.
No, she's secretly been a fake teacher all along.
Yeah. She uses a different name.
Okay, this is totally random. I'm sorry, but I got to tell because it jogged my memory. This is a random story, but all y'all going to be like, this is insane. So this high school teacher.
I'm so excited. She's giggling. So I know it's good.
Because I was like, who would do this? So this high school teacher. The FBI, like, bust up in her classroom.
What?
Okay. And arrested her and took her to jail because she has stolen a teacher's identity who died, like, 2 years before. And she had been teaching at this school for 2 years using that woman's freaking identity.
Wait, hold on, though.
Who would steal somebody's identity to become a teacher?
She clearly did a okay enough job to get rehired.
For real.
And, to get a contract again.
I know that was super random, but it just came into my mind. I was like, that is like one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. Yeah.
But my brother's
She said, I couldn't be a student teacher, so I'm going to do this route instead. She did the alternative.
The reality
route.
Of the matter is, I watch a lot of Dateline, so I'm like, did she kill her and take her identity?
Oh, wait, it's Miss Nelson. Did.
What?
Miss Nelson is missing. Have any of you read this?
Yes!
It's Viola Swamp. She did it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
Viola.
Oh, my goodness.
I was very surprised at the end of that book when I found out Miss Viola Swamp was their teacher.
Oh, my God. The kids are always surprised. They're like, I see the nose on the table. It was her all along. I'm like,
maybe.
Good job.
All of us are squirrels.
The kids did a 12-episode podcast about trying to figure out who she was. And they're like,
yeah.
The nose.
See, I had someone send me a story, and I have another student teacher story of my experience, but it's not on level with that kind of story. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead. So y'all, we do not get paid enough for this
at all.
Facts. Someone sent me the story of her first day student teaching, and I was just. I can't even imagine. I want to also preface this with everyone involved is okay.
Oh, no. You got to give that kind of disclaimer.
Everyone is okay.
Right. It's going down fast.
This girl started student teaching, and, you know, at the end of the day when the kids were going home, first day of student teaching, you know, I guess there was something blocking the view of the road. So this kid starts running across the street, and a van hits him.
Oh, my God.
And a van hits the kid. Well, then the student teacher is just like, oh my God, like what? So they all run over and she goes, I don't know what these kids are on, but he just hopped up and like was okay and was on crutches the next day. And
he got adrenaline.
Boy got hit by a van and was just on crutches.
Just on crutches. And she goes, I don't know what these kids were on. And kids are some magic beings.
Can you imagine seeing that
bounce back up?
God.
Can you imagine having to just go back to normal teaching the next day? Nope. We do not get paid enough for this.
And that's on trauma.
I need trauma counseling. I see that child get booped by, this ain't Mario Kart. Yeah. I'm Mario Kart him across the street.
I'm sorry. Listen, while we were waiting in the airport for you, I was kicking his butt in Mario Kart.
Oh, murdered.
But I was really laughing because you said he got booped by a van.
I thought of Mario
Kart. Bless his heart.
If you were wondering why we are all acting like wild people,
because
we went to bed
sleepy.
At 5 a.m. and woke up at 8 a.m.
We've gotten
3 hours of sleep. We played Mario Kart for an hour and a half.
The giggles are real.
So many delayed flights.
Maybe this is going to become like a thing. Like we can't get more than 2 hours of sleep.
We can.
Or be lively.
So we can be lit AF. Yes. Hey, appreciate y'all hanging out with us on this episode. We know we rambled a lot, but that's what we do. So if you're mad, put on a cape so you can be super mad.
I hope we're using it. That's got to be a shirt.
I need that on a shirt, honestly.
It's going to be our next shirt.
Can we wear capes? It has to come with a cape.
Oh, for sure.
We should dress up as superheroes one episode.
Yes.
Guys, oh, I think we have
superhero teacher.
We have two March segments done. Cocktails, we got this.
We can do an episode on superhero teachers.
I love that.
Can I nominate myself?
Superheroes as teachers.
We'll each come in with who our superhero teacher is.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Y'all don't like mine, though. Remember last time we talked about Alaric Salzman? Y'all don't like him.
No, we don't like him.
You know what? Y'all disrespectful. Y'all disrespectful to Alaric and the Polar Express. I'm still mad.
I'm in a real
Sorry.
Teacher. I'm still mad.
It has to be a real one. A real life teacher.
Oh. Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We'll get there.
We'll figure it out.
Do you want to send us off again since I messed it up?
All right, bye.
Okay.
Hey, go fold that laundry. Because I know you've been sitting at home. Go fold that laundry. Hey, cook the forget them kids. They don't need to eat.
Also, if you guys haven't already, make sure you sign up for our email list and our Patreon because there's some awesome bonus content coming out on that. And follow us all on all of our social medias, the Teachers Off Duty podcast on TikTok, Instagram, all the good places. And we will see you guys next time.
Have a great day. Bye, guys. Thank you.
That's why y'all don't let me close now.